when it comes to the mid-Atlantic or transatlantic accent, there's really two versions of it, at least in my mind. There's the fantasy version of it, which, you know, feels at home in a fantasy setting, Lord of the Rings, something like that. But then there's the more, well, I'll just call it the classic mid-Atlantic or something like that, which more of the classic film era, things like that. Still the same idea, you know, where it's a mixture of American and British, where it's easier for both audiences to understand. But, you know, there's subtle differences between the two where I feel like it is worth having a different sort of sample for both. So there you have it.